Carlos can die in it.
Tough talk when he ain't in the room, right?
What'd you say?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you heard me. What I said was you, Mr. Thompson, and this coon here could all go fuck each other. Right. Oh, fucking tough guy. You gonna shoot me for mouthing off?
I wasn't going to, but you kind of talked me into it.
All right, week 12. This is the wrap-up. Welcome, everyone. I had to take a week off. It was Thanksgiving break, and as all of us, we have plans, and mine was to pick up my mom. My mom doesn't get on the highway at all, so I had to go back to good old Lakeland. And good 2.5, 3-hour drive. Fuck. I do that. It was funny, man, because I was parking, and she lives like in a senior citizen building, one of those assistant livings, you know. And this lady was fucking watching me. I ended up parking in a spot, and it was as if I was living in Naples. You don't park there. That's someone else's spot. By the way, she was like inside, and she was just hawking over the parking lot. What the fuck? That was just random stupid shit. But yeah, so I was out of commission. As much as I wanted to do one, logistically, I couldn't do it. And as I'm looking at the standings here, what the fuck is going on in this league? I mean, Sir Arthur's tearing it up, and, you know, Bishop Sycamore's tearing it up. And, you know, the one guy that kept it low the whole time and has come down the stretch pretty hard is Diesel, 6 in a row. Now they got him guaranteed 100% going into the playoffs. And then for the last three spots, we got a 5-team free-for-all with myself, Donnie, and Kevin out of it, basically. I mean, I'm going to go out swinging. I know that. I mean, I don't know how they got Burkos Browns up there doing some damage. I don't understand that one. I don't understand how Road to a Chip isn't up there a little bit higher. But, hey, it is what it is. It's going to be exciting, boys, as we come down the stretch in this league. We all know what happens. We all know what the fuck happens in here, man. We fucking get the party going. And here we are. Couple more games to go. Remember, we got an extra game. I was thinking, I'm like, fuck, I'll go 7-7 and we'll see what happens. But I don't got enough points, I think. But I'm just going to go out. I don't know what the fuck. Anything could happen, right? Anywho. But this is a beautiful time of the year, boys, as we get down the stretch. Hopefully you have your Elf on the Shelves for your kids or grandkids, respectively. I got my white Christmas tree up. I'm good to go. Yes, the routine should be, guys, after Thanksgiving, like that night, if you want to go ham and put Christmas lights on and all that shit, go for it. Right? It's after the Thanksgiving feast, after Sunday Night Football, or if you want to do it during Sunday Night Football, you can't. Neither here or there. But right now we have, wow, it's so competitive, man. I'm so disappointed. I'm sorry, Greg, I let us down. I had to dump A.J. Brown so you fucks can have it. I hope whoever picks up A.J. Brown, I hope you fucking lose big time. I dumped him. Like, he's a piece of shit. I did. He had a bio, you know, fucking IR. Get the fuck out of here. I'm out. But some of the headlines so far, the shocking news that now Sir Arthur, even though he's been doing damage, now McCaffrey's going to be out. IR. Second year in a row. What are we going to do about it, Carolina? This guy, you paid him top dollar in back-to-back years. He's sitting out for the rest of the year. You got Dalvin Cook. Dalvin Cook with the torn labrum. Shoulders seem to be his problem. And they're going to try to keep him out for a few weeks and then have him come back for playoff time. So for you, I want to say, Burke, you have him. You want to keep him? No, you know, Burke, you don't have him. Fuck, what am I thinking? You got Henry. You wish you had them. So those are the headlines that we have coming in. So as I do the wrap up here, I wanted to give kudos to Diesel. I mean, that's just one of those teams that has one. Think about it. 1-5. 1-5, and this fucking guy goes 6 in a fucking row. Like right now, he's the talk of the town. Right? I mean, this is unbelievable what I've seen. So, as we go into the Week 12 wrap up, and I'm seeing the game that mattered. I mean, that was the game, because he was going up against Sir Arthur, and I'm saying to myself, okay, the good ride has ended here. Like, this is it. Like you know, you won 5 in a row. Now Sir Arthur is going to pull out the stick and show you what he's all about. But man, it didn't happen. You ended up winning in convincing fashion, 120-95, and Tom Brady didn't help you there, as he has 16. Tough game in Indianapolis, but that was to be expected. They play good at home over there. And they got Jonathan Taylor going ape shit. Like, that was a running back that I haven't seen Tampa Bay stop at all. Indianapolis was just doing like, hey, we're running the ball. Whether it's a draw, whether it's a stunt, 28 is going to get it. And I don't know what to tell you, Bucks, but we're going to run it. He was fucking just shoving it down our throat. 15.7 points. Antonio Gibson, 17.6. How about the Washington Redskins have a shot at getting into the playoffs? Well, right now, I want to say they have the final playoff spot at 5-6 after that game. Isn't that fucking crazy? And to think that it was like Diesel. You count them out. But Washington's making this comeback. They're like, fuck it. We were like 2-6. We beat the Bucks. We beat Seattle. We're fucking in it.
Successful. Myers to his left. Takes a hop. It's available. Oh, and Wilson's jumping up and down. Gavin Heislop.
Illegal formation on the kicking team. Oh.
They'll go that same way. See if they get that same hop. Gosh, really close.
What an ending to this game.
And a kneel down.
And they're just dominating. And you know, they just took a playbook out of Diesel in this one. And Keenan Allen came through with 9.5. Deebo Samuel, oh, that's another tough injury right there, man. That's going to be – is that going to deflate the momentum, Diesel? 19.8. TJ Hawkinson, 9.5. Javonte Williams is 17.1. Falcons defense gave you 5 against the Jacksonville Jaguars, and Robbie Gould gave you 10. But that was a very masterful performance, and you had some people on the bench. Buccaneers defense, you had J.D. McKissick and Matt Ryan. Matt Ryan, I don't know what's going on with you, buddy. Man, they're going to cut him. They're going to cut him. Watch. He's going to end up being a Dolphin. Guarantee it. All right, and for you, Sir Arthur, really, it was just an off day. This is the fear when you have a really good team, that the fear is that they're going to have a bad day. But even on a bad day, thinking 95 points, I mean, I'll take that any day. But Christian McCaffrey, that's the one I talked about. Terrible news there at 3.5. Mr. Ramondre Stevenson, 4.6. Cooper Kupp just doing what he does is 12.6. Michael Pittman. But we stymied him in Indianapolis, 5.3. Darren Waller, disappointing, 3.3. Elijah Moore, 5.3. Patriots defense, that's another team that's turning it around. A lot of momentum over there. I want to say they're in the playoffs right now. Let me look at the playoff picture, the real NFL playoff picture, as I'm trying to figure out what teams are doing good in the NFL this year. There's a lot of, this extra game has really change things up a bit. And I was thinking about this, that we should, as a league, we should have not a league of fantasy, but NFL, they should have the regular bye weeks as they do. They should have the teams coming off a bye playing on Thursday night games so that they can go ahead and be fresh. At least they don't have 2 weeks off or a full week, but they have at least a fucking week off. Did that make sense? It probably didn't, Donnie. I'm sorry, but I want them to be able to come off a bye week, and granted, it's going to be earlier. Instead of a Sunday, it's going to be a Thursday, but they had the prior week to rest. I wish the NFL did that, and I think also just to add a second bye week to everyone, they should have like an intermission week in NFL. I talked to Adrian about this. I think it's a great idea. Like, we should have, like, after the ninth week, just boom. Just no one plays that week. And we go from there. Now, there may be some teams that have back-to-back bye weeks or whatever, but I think we need to have something in place where these guys, I'm all about quality, boys. We need quality. You know, we don't need this trash on Thursdays. But nevertheless, I'm trying to see this playoff picture. It's taking fucking forever. Like, it must be complicated. So I'll go back into my scoring. But you know, the Patriots are in it. Nick Folk gave you 20 points. So it looks like Belichick is doing Belichick things finally. Got a quarterback that's doing decent. So, but, you know, 95 points wasn't enough for Diesel, as he is on fire right now. That's the guy I don't want to play in the playoffs. Diesel. I don't want to play that guy. You know? So, congratulations to you, sir. Next up is the other half of the Mighty Jacks, the formerly known Mighty Jacks, but still Mighty Jacks. Sweet Ron losing to real Bishop Sycamore. I got to give it to Bishop. He is putting in some good work this year. This is as consistent and as solid, as focused as any team owner can be. He is currently in second place at 8-4. He's trying to get that bye week. He needs that bye week. We all need that bye week. And is this going to be the year, real Bishop Sycamore? Is it going to be the year you finally do some damage? You're finally able to hoist that championship trophy? But a very convincing win here over the big Sweet Ron, former champ. But Jalen Hurts only gave you 10 points, though. Austin Eckler, real solid season so far, 16.9. Leonard Fournette, you know, if you had Leonard Fournette, 40 points, gave you 38. Mike Evans gave you 1.6. He's not giving away any touchdowns this week or this past week. DJ Moore gave you 10.3. Rob Gronkowski, welcome back. Welcome back, Gronk, 13.3. And Joe Mixon gave you 28. That's a tough one right there, man. When you got Fournette and Joe Mixon and they're starting, oof. I mean, it don't matter who you have starting. It didn't matter if you had the bench going. I mean, you could have had these big dopes you have on the bench. Mark Andrews, how do you bench? You should have traded one of the tight ends, you big dope. What is wrong with you? Like, you could have traded somebody for a tight end. What are you doing over there? I don't get it. And then you're starting the Texans D. You're gonna fall. You're going to fall a miserable action. Once again, you lead the league in transactions for the week. You're a big dope. I don't understand this. I'm looking at your roster here, but anyway, you won. Congratulations, that's Sweet Ron. He had Matthew Stafford going for 31 points, and I was so excited because, as a Bucs fan, watching Green Bay do what they do, I feel more comfortable going to Green Bay if we have to than going to LA. That defense. All the names in that defense, I'm not trying to fuck with all that over there. Like, Brady, he folds like a chair. Like, I need a little element. I need a little snow. I need a little Fournette. You know? Like, I don't want to go to L.A. and playing against fucking Von Miller and Darnold and fucking, what's the quarterback? That fucking quarterback's badass. I'm not doing that. But, yeah. And then you had the bad news of Dalvin Cook. Now that's going to be, as you're 6-6, what the fuck's going to happen here down the stretch? Melvin Gordon gave you 8.8. DK Metcalf gave you 1.3. Justin Jefferson, 9.3. That was a cool game there in San Fran, as the 49ers are trying to put in some magic. I want to say they're in the playoffs too. Come on, playoff picture, come back on. The playoff picture thing is not up. I'm on NFL.com, bro. And the fucking thing is not showing me. Like, show me the content. Thank you. Right now, the 49ers and the Redskins are in there. Holy fucking shit. So, you know, right now, the Patriots are number 2 seed. What the fuck?
Hey, show!
Wow. Look at this. I mean, the Patriots. How about you guys, huh? Now they're going to run from being Tampa Bay Bucks fans. They're going to run back to be Patriots. I was always a Patriots fan. Let's see. Titans over here, Chiefs, Bengals, Bills, and Chargers. The Broncos, a couple of 6-5 teams looking at the outside in the NFC. And it's interesting because even though Washington is 5-6, the Vikings are 6-5, but outside, which I don't get. I thought it was about records. Weird. I guess the Vikings must have lost to the Redskins. Yeah, and I'm calling them Redskins. I don't fucking care. Sue me. I'm racist. I don't understand the Vikings shit. Like, it's like, dude, I don't fucking get it. Anyway, but I got derailed there. But yeah. Yeah, Ron, I mean, you just didn't come through. You were projected to have 104. You underperformed by 12 points, and there was nothing that could have helped you there. You know, I don't know why the fuck you grabbed Allen Robinson. And Tyreek Hill let you be. You got to drop David Johnson. You know, you got to drop Allen Robinson. David Johnson, sure. Rex Burkhead, you're trying to figure out which guy in Houston is going to show up. I get it. You got a kicker. You love your kickers. Now we know who the kicker bandit is. We know now. William Fuller is in IR for you. So you didn't have a lot of help, man. I mean, Tua, but like I said, I'm not going to put Tua over Stafford. So Bishop Sycamore got lucky. He had two guys that he played, and I don't know what the fuck happened there, but it is what it is. Congratulations to you, sir, Bishop Sycamore. Next up, Burkle's Browns versus somebody else. And, you know, Burkle, you changed the name halfway through the year. You're owning the tag that you're the Browns, you're the Lions, and you're 6-6 right now with a dominating win. Aaron Rodgers gave you 33 points with a fractured pinky and all. Damien, you know, they look really good. They look really, really freaking good. I know, like I said, if I'm Denver, I'm John Elway. I'm fucking talking to Green Bay every day, man. I just letting you guys know, man. We'll give you everything for Aaron Rodgers, man. Don't you worry about it. He is 36-37, but he didn't play for 4 years, I want to say, until he got the start. So Damian Harris gave you 11. Elijah Mitchell, that's a running back by committee, right? The dreaded Shanahan thing that happens all the fucking time. It's like their running backs do good, but you got to pick the right running back. And Burke making up for Derrick Henry. I'm sorry, Donnie. Derrick Henry, 23.8, gave you that. Adam Thielen gave you 19.2. Mike Williams, struggling. That was a rough day for the Chargers in Denver for 3.9. Dawson Knox, 15.2. Nice pickup on the tight end. He's giving you a couple good weeks there. Odell Beckham came through finally at 15.1. Panthers gave you 3. And that's been a stumbling team right there. That's been an ugly. They fucking yanked Cam Newton after that Superman performance last week. And then he had kryptonite this week against Miami. And you know, the thing about Miami, damn, they get off to a rough start. And then they're coming down the stretch really hard. But it may be too little too late. And you're saying that, man, they overcame injuries and the Tua issue again. And talks about Deshaun Watson coming back and all this stuff. Man, what the fuck happened? By the way, where's Deshaun Watson in all of this? Where is Deshaun Watson? Like, he took the whole fucking year off. Like, what the fuck? I mean, I don't even know. Has he played at all this year? Like, nothing has happened with that guy. Like, he took a whole vacation year. I don't know. I mean, it's fucking weird what's happening over there in Houston. These massage therapists, happy endings. I don't know. If I was a famous guy, I'm having cameras in every room. Like, I'm having audio and cameras in every room. I'm not conveying it, you know, but, like, I'm bringing every girl to my room, to my house. I'm Ubering every girl to my place. And I'm recording it, and I video, audio, everything. And whenever one of these bitches want to go ahead and put me in court, well, guess what? We got care. We got the audio. I have to have them sign an NDA, send it via PDF over the phone. Hey, I need you to sign this. And that's it. This bitch is signing up for that. I will never understand these guys that can pay for the pussy or can pay, can have these girls that are coming nonstop and be able to just say, listen, it is what it is. It has to be a business. It has to be very black and white on paper. Guys, like, you can't, like, I scratch my head every fucking year with these headlines. Anyway, so, I mean, there was nothing else that, with a dominating performance like that, Burke, I mean, I don't get, I mean, what are you going to do next week? You got Russell Wilson back, but you can't trade him. You know, now, I don't know, man. I mean, I just don't believe in you, Burke. I just don't. You know, that's what it comes down to. You could have changed the logo. And I don't trust your running game. I mean, receivers are fine. You can't pick a right defense. I don't know. Whatever. Congratulations. Next up is me and Carter. And this was, I don't know. I mean, it was good to get a win always. But, you know, I really dampened and changed the landscape a little bit. That's the role I get in once I'm mathematically out of it. I don't think I'm mathematically out of it, but ESPN says I am. Maybe it's because of the lack of points I scored because of fuckers like A.J. Brown. You know, because of a fucking asshole play that I've had inconsistency. Maybe it's because Kareem Hunt got hurt. I don't fucking know. I try to pick the right teams every fucking time, and I got screwed. I got screwed a couple times. But that's the way it goes in this league. And Carter, it wasn't your day, as I ended up winning 101-91. And, you know, I had a terrible outing for my running backs. But with DeAndre Swift getting hurt, and now that's going to be one where luckily I got the handcuff. So I'm just going to monitor it and don't do anything stupid for next week. And Kenyon Drake had a disappointing outing at Dallas. That was a shootout. That was a fucking... a crazy ass game going on back and forth there on Thanksgiving. Davante Adams 11.4, and you know, Davante, this is the stretch he has. This is when he starts putting in work. So it sucks that I may be out on the outside looking in, but and Kendrick Bourne was a guy that I was looking at as far as a receiver. They're number one. I want to say he's the number one in the Patriots. I mean, I was looking at his targets, looking at the snaps, and I was like, man, they're on a good winning streak, man. So I picked him up, and he did some good work. Dalton Schultz came through for 12.6 in replacement of Kelsey. Van Jefferson caught that one in the first quarter, I want to say. It was 15.3. You know, 49ers defense just did what they had to do with the winning. Disappointing with Greg Joseph giving me two. But 101 points, I'd take that any day. As Carter, you know, the surprise start that I saw was Tyrod Taylor, but when Mahomes is on a bye and there's nothing exciting on the waiver wire, I understand where you're coming from on that. Ezekiel Elliott gave you 11.9. We haven't heard of Ezekiel this year as much, have we, huh? Like it's like, you know, he had the good rookie year, and then he tried to sit out that second year or something like that, and injuries and all this off-the-field stuff started happening. He's okay. He's giving you solid work, though. David Montgomery, welcome back, 7.4. I mean, the Lions should not be on Thanksgiving night anymore. Like that's a boring-ass tradition. I don't understand that. Like, Thursday night Thanksgiving football should be left for good teams. Like, I don't understand. Like, that should be a flex schedule on that one. Seriously. Like, we should not have any Lions, any fucking Bears on Thanksgiving. You can have Packers on there. You can have Cowboys on there. Heck, you can even throw Raiders on there. You can throw Steelers. The Steelers should be on there. Why don't we have Steelers on Thursday Night Football? Like all these better teams. Let's have the Patriots. Let's have a better fan base or a better chance of a team having a winning season than the Lions and the fucking Bears. I don't fucking get it. I mean, it's a horrible game. I was like, what the fuck is this? Deontay Johnson, 10.5. Jalen Waddle gave you 20.7. Jared Cook, 8.5. Jamar Chase, 3.9. Rams defense, 1. I know that didn't show up here in the numbers, but that's a defense I don't want to go against. As far as the Bucs fan, if we don't get a bye, if we're not the top two seeds, I don't want to go to L.A. I'd rather go anywhere else but L.A. Tyler Bass, I should say, gave you 7. But there wasn't anything that could you have gotten Derek Carr short? That's 5 more points. 5 more points, 3 more points. I would have been close. Tyler Johnson, yeah. I mean, it was just the Rams defense did the number on you in this one. You were hoping one change and the defense could have came through for the win. So they just put you in a tough predicament now, Carter, as you're still in the playoffs. And if I'm not mistaken, if I look at the standings, it looks fascinating here because you got an 80% chance of going in there, but you got some people behind you that it's more than a flip of a coin for things to change. 3 guys in particular. And I mean, it looks like we're doing a game of musical chairs with 4 guys fighting for 3 spots. So that's, I mean, we got what? We got 3 more games to go, if I'm not mistaken. We got 2 or 3 more games to go. Because right now, what am I, 5 and 7? So we got 2 more games to go. Holy fucking shit. You know? So we'll see what this brings, man, because as you know, this league is fucking intense like that. So, but congratulations to me. And like I said, Greg, my apologies on this year. I fucked up. That's all I can say. I fucked up. All right. And next up here is Road to a Chip. Is it Road to a Chip? No, what am I doing here? Jesus Christ, guys. I didn't ask for this. Ask for week 12, you dumb nuts. Thank you. Jesus fucking Christ. What the fuck happened to me? Gee, hold on. Give me a second, guys. It's not the sharpest. Sorry. All right. Roll to a Chip. Got his ass kicked. Versus Maddie. And I mean, Adrian, it looks like you just took Thanksgiving week off. He just said, man, it's turkey time. I'm just going to hang around with family and, just do some good things, play some cornhole. I don't know, drink some beer. I don't know what the fuck happened. But, you know, your boys took that message very heavy and fucked around as well. Cam Newton, like I said earlier, just benched 8.5 points. Well, Cam had a good run in the NFL. And I just don't think at this rate, doesn't seem like he's. I'm hoping he turns it around, but it seems like Cam is just going to be a great backup for the rest of his career if he chooses to. Nick Chubb, a disappointing 3.9, and Saquon, disappointing 5.3. Those two really hurt because you put a lot of stock in those guys. Saquon got hurt; he was doing it work. I thought he was going to be like your diamond pick. And it's just been such a weird thing to see Saquon injured and not producing, just trying to figure it out. I think the Giants just don't have an O-line at all. They don't have one. I was talking to a fan during the Bucs game, and he was telling me, we just need a lot of help there. We have players, but we're not protecting Mr. Jones. And it looks like it, and obviously they don't even have enough for the running game. Terry McLaurin gave you 5.1. Godwin, woof, disappointing, 0.7, and Tyler Higbee, 0.3. Darrell Henderson, that's been a pleasant surprise with 13.3. That's, I just don't trust that guy, man. You trust him, though, but he's getting you work, so that's good. Bears defense gave you 6, and Greg Zerline gave you 7. But I'm not even going to look at your bench. I mean, when you're down 50 and Matty smacks you around with 130, what are you going to do with Josh Allen and Stephon Diggs combo giving you 53, 54 points? Josh Jacobs giving you 17. Tony Pollard giving you 12. I mean, is this a little too late for us, huh, Matty? 5 and 7? Huh? I mean, with this kind of performance, you know, you had the Pittsburgh tight end giving you 10. Bill's defense, you ride and dine with the Bills all day, every day. I love it. And they gave you 130 this week. You even have Cordarrelle Patterson on the bench for 25. And that's a monster. I mean, that's the greatest flex play you can have And you said, fuck that. I'm just going to have Devin Singletary. I'm a Bills fan through and through. I love it. So, you know, again, for me and you, it's one of those deals where we're trying to fight to 500 and just have a respectable season. But it's not going to be enough as we are, like, out of the playoffs mathematically, allegedly. Allegedly. I'm not sure. But congratulations to you. And as we go on to next week with good momentum there. And the last one was the one I had to wait for, the fish bowl. the crab bowl. The Team Out for Blood versus Smells Like Fish, because Donnie had a Monday nighter going on. And, you know, it was such a close fucking game that they had going that I just couldn't jump the gun. But Tyler Lockett gave you 9.6. Deontay Foreman. Am I saying this right, Donnie? Deontay? I mean, you know these names better than I do. Deontay Foreman, 9.2. Latavius Murray, 1.4. Yeah, they went ahead and switched them up for, what's the other guy? Corey Booker, I want to say. No, it's still not Corey Booker. The other running back, they switched them up. I'm like, what are you guys doing over there in Baltimore? You know, Joe Burrow gave you 20. Hunter Renfro, you know, have fun with him, 14.6. George Kittle, disappointing, 1.3. Ravens defense came through for you for 12. I mean, DeSean Jackson's doing some good work, isn't he? Like, he's continuous. Like, he's a little bit more, you know, like, you know what he reminds me of? A little bit of Robert Griffin. Not as good of a pass. I thought RG3 was a better passer, but RG3 was stubborn in the run. Like, that motherfucker, he wanted to run, and he thought he could tackle. And those safeties and linebackers are like, oh, you think you're one of us, huh? Like, you think you're a running back, huh? You think you're 6'2", you know, 250? Okay, let me fucking hammer you out. And next thing you know, he's sprinting down with the Baylor alum in football games, you know? But Ravens defense gave you 12, and Randy Bullock gave you 0. 0? 0? But they're just an ugly game by you guys. This is the equivalent of the Bears and Lions on Thanksgiving. It's nothing exciting here. As you know, Team Up for Blood, you're trying your ass off, Kevin, every fucking year. I see it every year. You're working really hard, but it's just not. What are we gonna do, Kevin? Like, what is the plan? Like, seeing that every year. Like, you're just having some struggles, man. Like, what are we going to do about it? This league doesn't fucking, they don't play in here. Savage is out here. What are we going to do, Kev? Kirk Cousins gave you 22. I know that. Najee Harris, a disappointing week in 3.7. A.J. Dillon, hey, he gave you 16. Jerry Jeudy gave you 2.5. Oof. Michael Gallup, 11. Oh. Dan Arnold, when you're having to play Dan Arnold, man, I try to throw you a tight end. I try to throw you a tight end, bro. You didn't want to talk to me. What happened? Miles Sanders, 6.4. Lions defense gave you 3, and Young Ho Koo gave you 3. I mean, let's finish off strong, Kevin. That's all I got to say. Let's try to finish off strong. As Donnie won, he's 4-8. Zero chance for him to make the playoffs. There's no way that's going to happen. And, you know, it is what it is. Well, that's it, boys. I mean, right now, it's that time of the year. Enjoy it as I look forward to all of this. It's going to be good stuff, man. Christmas time. Here we go.
Dude, the Me Too movement has killed the blowjob. My wife will not suck my dick on her knees ever again. Never will happen.
Because your stomach is pushing down her fucking neck.
Her face is tilted back like this on her forehead. Just,
Yeah. It's like going down in an 8-foot pool down to the bottom and not clearing your ears. I feel bad for your wife.